When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi, this is Rosalind Pine, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
I didn't tell you to get a fish.
I didn't get it for you. I bought it for myself.
He's making me crazy. What else is new?
A fish in his bathtub.
Ask him how it got there. Get that thing out of here now.
The fish stays!
Greg Garibar is with us for another look at recently released DVD, Blu-ray, and streaming titles that we think you will find of interest. Greg Garibar, author of the forthcoming book, Hanna-Barbera, The Recorded History, now available for pre-order, Amazon.com. You can hear Greg's standalone podcast, The Funtastic World of Hanna and Barbera, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find audio. What do you have for us this week, Greg?
We've got a very small comedy that I'm sure most people have not heard of, with one of the finest comedy teams that we all knew from television, Ann Mira and Jerry Stiller. And it's called...
Also known as Ben's Mom and Dad.
Ben's Mom and Dad. It's also... But it has the catchy title of Fish in the Bathtub.
Okay. Was it? I'm sorry. Was this done for television or was this done for the stage?
No.
How did they unearth this?
It was actually directed by Joan Micklin Silver, who is much more renowned for the Amy Irving movie Crossing Delancey, which was just screened at the TCM Film Festival. She did quite a few. My Name is Alice. She was a musical that she did. Hester Street. That was about the people in the garment district in the early part of the 20th century. She's a very, very talented director, and she's on the extra on here. There is a discussion with her and the to two authors of the screenplay about how challenging it was. Not challenging, but surprising that there wasn't a feature film or a TV film in which Ann Mira and Jerry Stiller starred together. They had done many things separately. They had done many things together, maybe for a TV appearance.
Yeah, usually when they appeared together, they almost always appeared on a variety show.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the Blue Nun wine commercials.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And one of my favorites, and you can find this on YouTube, they did a public service commercial for wearing your seatbelts. And you just go... PSA, Stiller and Mira seatbelts. And it's like, I think I know it almost from heart, but it's like if she says, honey, can I drive the car? No. And she says, well, because if I can't trust you with your safety, how can I trust you with mine? And she says, oh, there you go. Me, me, my. And he says, no, it's not me, me, my. And he grabs her and he says, it's us. And she says, oh, honey, you're terrific. You're so masculine. I love when you do that. And then she says, okay, from now on, I'll zip on with the old seatbelts. And he says, okay. And she says, honey, I love you. And he says, I love you too. Now can I drive the car? Are you kidding? So there you go.
Well, what I love about, I mean, two things. We mentioned that Stiller and Mirror are the parents of Ben Stiller. And as Ben blew up as a filmmaker, whether this was vehicles he starred in or vehicles he directed or or starred in and directed, he almost always found a part. Maybe not always, but he often found a part for either his mom or his dad.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cool. The other thing is Jerry Stiller, of course, went on to play George's dad on Seinfeld. And what's fun about listening to the Stiller and Mira routines is Greg did a good job of giving us an idea of the rhythm of Stiller and Mira. I mean, there was a lot of it was conversational and very just low key, very matter of fact, very relatable tones. There was none of the bombast that Jerry Stiller would later became known for when he played George's dad. And when Seinfeld ended, he played, he was on King of Queens, and I don't remember whether he played, I'm blanking on the guy who played, who's the star of King of Queens? It was Kevin something.
Not Kevin Smith.
It's a different Kevin. It was Leo Remini and Kevin who starred in King of Queens. I forget whether he played her dad or his dad. It was sort of a variation of
Kevin
Frank
James.
Kevin James. Thank you. We've just won back Kevin James's audience.
You know, there's people going like, "How can you?
How can you not know Kevin James?
Confidential." What a couple of amateurs.
That's
I should
right.
be doing
How can
show.
You not yes, how can you forget that? But the character he played on King of Queens was sort of like Frank Costanza, but he did not quite have the bombast of Frank Costanza. But going back to the point, if you listen to the old Stiller and Mira routines, you might be surprised because there's none of the bombast of Frank Costanza when he performed with Ann Mira.
No. And they were pretty good about when they did their routines about who was the funny one. You know, it was kind of a back and forth thing. It wasn't like they both were funny.
They both were funny. They both were funny, and they both could be the straight man.
Yeah, yeah. It was
not too many people could do that.
Yeah, and my overwhelming impression of this film and of them was based on my background. You know, I was born in New York. I grew up in South Florida. I knew a lot of people like them, on various levels. The different kinds of Jerry Stillers you mentioned, of different levels, and lots of Ann Mira's, funny, warm, exasperated, if pushed too far, but the tone and manner is very familiar to me. And watching scenes in this movie, it's not so much what it's about. It's just about the characters. It's a portrait of folks like this coming over and playing cards. You know, my mother played Mahjong with her friends, and they played cards with their friends. And there were people who came from various parts of the Northeast, and no particular, it's not even an ethnicity thing. Italian, Jewish, Irish, you know, Ann Mira was Irish Catholic, and she is in this film, and Jerry Stiller is Jewish, and so they're almost playing themselves, but a heightened version of them, and it's about them kind of reaching the point where they can't take it anymore because they drive each other crazy, and the fish in the bathtub is part of that. It's sort of a symbol of that, because he just comes home with a fish. Now, there are some traditions that are behind why someone would keep a fish in the bathtub that, once again, I am not an expert to explain, but he doesn't explain. I mean, he just brings home a fish and starts putting it in the bathtub. She can't explain it. He says, "I just want to." And he starts just being a little bit too combative. And they I'm just going to tell you, they split. What's interesting about this particular film, though, is also the people surrounding them. There's a wonderful cast in this film of character actors. Phyllis Newman is one of the friends. Bob Dishy.
Bob,
I'll tell you.
Bob Dishy, who was one of Peter Falk's best friends, and I'm blanking who his wife was.
Judy Braubart,
who was on the Electric Company.
Jennifer the Jungle, and she was in Simon, and gosh, Judy Graubart. Yeah.
Bob Dishy, also a good friend of Paul Dooley.
And he was in the pilot for Maude. He was going to marry Carol back when Carol was played by Marcia Rodd. Bob Dishy always was just, there are some of these people who are just so gifted with what they could do. So you got Bob Dishy, you got Louis Zorich, and here's a little thing: a young Mark Ruffalo as Stiller and Mira's son, who is struggling to figure out how to reconcile them, and he has a business and all those complications. So it's a slice of life. It's a portrait of people. And it is and that's what these writers were saying too, capturing that era, that generation, and it really is that particular group, that I would hear when I was a kid in the other room when they were talking or, having coffee or playing cards or clicking the Mahjong tiles. That was that group of people. And this captures that in a really marvelous way. This is a small film, but we don't have a lot of small films anymore. I guess streaming is giving us those again.
If only because there are outlets for them. There's a channel, I think it's called Shorts, shorts.tv. And I don't know whether they're related to Sundance, but they're dedicated to short films.
And they're hardly seen. That's terrific.
Yeah. So short films and independent films such as Fish in the Bathtub, which you would otherwise likely sit and collect dust in some.
And that's what they were hoping would happen with this being released, is it got very little showing. And there are some wonderful, I'll mention another streaming service, Canopy. Canopy is free with your library card, or if you're an instructor somewhere. And Canopy has...
Or if you're a friend of Greg Airbar.
Yeah, it just has small films, foreign films, mainstream films that are a little older, but you just never know what you're going to see on Canopy. This is a perfect Canopy movie. I think they could show this on TCM as well, because Stiller and Mira are very well known, especially to, I would say, the bulk of who watches TCM, but I'm hoping younger people too. It's just a sweet, wonderful film. And I'm not going to say, oh my gosh, Stiller and Mira never looked better than on Blu-ray, because but you can get it on DVD as well. But I do think with the Kino Lorber, you're going to get a high quality product, and you're going to get an extended interview with insights that you simply won't get anywhere else about why this film was made, how it was made, and what the challenges were and what the expectations were. That films are still being, this was made in 1999.
Oh, okay.
So it's about
a year removed from Seinfeld.
Right. So you've got to applaud a company like Kino Lorber for releasing it and support those kind of releases, because it's not Avatar 2.
Fish in the Bathtub, a sweet little film starring Jerry Stiller and Ann Mara, or Ann Mara and Jerry Stiller, whichever order you prefer. Available now on DVD and Blu-ray from our friends at Kino Lorber.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 fresh, pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and Vegan and Veggie, that are restaurant quality with such premium ingredients as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, and which are all ready to heat and ready to eat with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb roasted mushrooms, while their three bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the more than 60 healthy and nutritious add-on options Factor provides that will help you fuel up and feel good all day, while best of all, Factor meals are less expensive than takeout. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. Factor Meals is celebrating Earth Day all throughout the month of April, so be sure to look for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Factor Meals is the perfect solution for fast, upscale, ready-to-eat meals. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.